And I believe it's happy birthday, 40th birthday, to the IBM PC.
Which was when Windows PCs started to go on everybody's home around the world. So we used to have ones in business, but they cost an absolute fortune. IBM was late to the game because the likes of Commodore and Apple pretty much dominated the microcomputer market back in the not when the 70s came to a close, the 80s began.
Oh, the old Commodore 64, remember that's quite well.
Yeah, we do, don't we, because we're of that vintage out there. So the chip was an Intel's 8088 was selected over the competition, and Microsoft was tapped to provide PC-DOS. As well as BASIC that was included in the ROM out there as well. A lot of people not understanding a word I'm saying this morning, Lee. This is how they say, what are you talking about? Users could enjoy high-resolution monochrome text on their screen via an MDA card or some low-resolution graphics through a CGA card. Colours were awful on there. RAM came in 16 or 64 kilobit flavours on there as well, which could be upgraded to 256 kilobit. Consider that really 8 or 16 gig is the standard now as well.
Richard, I was just about to say too, the mine goes right back to when storage came courtesy of a floppy disk. Wow.
Yeah, this one came with two 5.25 floppy disks and the ability to attach a cassette recorder. I don't know why they stripped that out. No hard disk on there at all. If you added anything onto it, the power supply wasn't very good, but we've progressed a lot in the last 40 years. But that's where it all started from, people.
Now, we do get some scams. We do get some bizarre scam texts, and you've got some information about that.
This is up on my website right now. A lot of people around the country are getting these strange texts that say there's a voice message there. Click this link to hear this voice message on there as well. If you do, and you're on an Android phone, you're going to install malware on your Android phone called FluBot, which spreads via SMS. So the calls and messages come from different numbers within Australian area codes. That looks like it's coming from legitimate people, but it has a suspicious link on there as well, which says you have this voicemail, go to this link. ScamWatch has received more than 300 reports of the messages. If you're on an iPhone, it can't infect it at all. But Android users, yep, you better listen about what I'm about to say. Don't bother blocking the calls as well, because they do a random thing that just comes out all the time on there as well. So don't click on that link in that text message as well. If you did click on the link, Lee, it takes you to a web page that looks like a trusted brand, let's say like Telstra. It will then prompt you to install an app to listen to the voice message. If you do that, you will give them full access to your phone, everything stored on there, including your passwords as well. The software then copies your contacts to send the scam message onto all of them. So people are clicking on this. Please don't do it. If you have clicked on it, you can remove the malware on there, but you've got to go along to another device and change all your passwords, not on the infected device, because they know everything about you on that device now, Lee. So it's a FluBot scam on there. If you head over to the webpage, there's an example of the text on there as well, but don't click on that link, just delete it if it comes through.
I remember one doing the rounds over the last year or so, it was MyGov. It looked legit, but it certainly wasn't. So trying to entice people to click on that website.
Dangerously.
Particularly around tax time, trying to get you to fall for those bizarre scams. And just wrapping things up, just a word of warning, when sending an email, make sure you send it to the correct person.
Happens all the time, so anybody who sent a private important email to multiple recipients knows it can be complicated sometimes. You've got to check the order of the recipients, because people get upset. You see the assistants on there sometimes who's got to respond to the message. And don't send it to someone who's not supposed to. In the last week, a New York Times lawyer is currently wishing the earth would swallow him for forgetting that last one. He sent a confidential email on how to deal with a union to the union.
Wow, no.
So we thought we'd end with something funny there. If you're going to send an email out insulting somebody or criticising somebody, don't send it to them.